When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bring your energy up, bro. I don't give a fuck what the hell is going on, bro. Bring your energy up.
My energy is off. I've been waiting for this shit. I've been waiting for this day since Friday and Thursday. Yeah, that one comment that said, Rakona Shaloki eat Takis again.
Why?
It satisfies to him or something.
That ass?
Some people hate that shit. Some people love that shit, bro.
Yeah, I have those shits too.
But, say the magic fucking word.
Shit, I got too much on me.
Clown boys.
Is that Chris? Is that Chris?
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast that goes unnoticed.
Welcome back to that spot. Don't make it hot. We love you, even if you love us not.
And welcome to episode 88. Shout out to all listeners on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and Patreon.
Y'all get your own personal shout out in the end.
Shout out to everybody that showed love in the last episode. Comments always, you know, I fucking love y'all. I have some comments of the week towards the end of the episode, so stay tuned for that. And also, we are now with Sonoro officially. Our Spotify and Apple like logo finally has the Sonoro label on it.
Seriously?
Yeah. So if you guys haven't seen that yet, what would you consider that? Signing?
Kind of like a deal type shit. I mean, we did have to sign some papers and stuff, or e-sign some shit. But
basically, we're leveling up in this bitch.
All thanks to you guys. But let's get straight into the podcast. I'm fucking excited.
My shit was fucking muted. I'm not gonna restart that shit, bro. But whatever. It's good now. Like I said, sponsored by Sonoro, and I'll let you go.
I was just gonna say, let's get straight into the podcast because I am excited. I have valid topics and stuff.
Oh, before. Sorry, bro. So I just want to say, everybody in New York, we all experienced a fucking a short ass power outage. I don't know if your show was on.
I was good.
2 days ago, or I don't know when was it.
I was good,
bro. When I was on the phone, my lights flickered, and then my girls flickered.
Wait, when? 2 days ago?
I think so. I think 2 days ago or a day ago. I believe it was 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was just like some random shit, but not. And the entire of New York experienced that.
So some shit is going on with the electricity and stuff? Because, bro, up the block and stuff, or like around this area, basically like I seen like the stores, the fucking streetlights, like fucking flicker, bro. And I'm not even just the fuck, bro. It was a deli, bro, a whole ass precinct, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking the street light. So it wasn't just the fucking like the store or whatever, bro. It was the whole block.
It was well, the reason why that happened was because an explosion happened in Brooklyn.
An explosion?
Yeah.
The fuck? How? What?
I don't know how it happened, but it was on a Citizens app.
Yo, an explosion, bro.
Yeah. That caused like a major like short power outage throughout the whole New York area and stuff.
Nah, that's crazy. I didn't even hear about this shit, bro.
Nah, yeah. And also, even before that, I think on Saturday last week, I heard an explosion when I was in Queens and I was sleeping.
You heard an explosion?
Yeah, bro. There was like three, yeah. Because it did not sound like...
You got scared?
Not really, because I was just like, what the fuck is that? Was it fireworks or was it like a car crash or something? But nah, it was an explosion.
How did it sound?
Like, bro, like something collapsed or something.
Like, boom.
And then the next morning, figured out that it wasn't obviously this noise, because like there's no way the sound like traveled that far. But in the Bronx, I don't know if you saw, there was like this area where this corner of a building, and it like the floors collapsed and stuff. I don't know.
I didn't see that. Not yet, bro. You're putting me on to all this shit, bro.
Mash has been happening in New York, bro, recently. But I'm gonna let you, you know. Say what you were going to say before I cut you off my phone.
I mean, prayers for New York and shit, because I didn't even hear any of that. I didn't even know any of these explosions were going on and stuff.
I thought you would have whatchamacallit, witnessed the fucking power outage, whatever it was, a little bit.
That's some crazy shit. Like I said, the only thing I saw was like street, like literally the street going out. Yeah. But besides that, everything was fine with the power on this side. But I just wanted to get it straight into the episode because we do have some valid topics this episode, especially the regular topics, because he called me out.
Yeah.
Saying that, oh, Ricardo never brings regular topics.
That is true. So it's true. I have a portfolio to back it up.
So now I have regular topics, guys. Before we do start the episode, we just want to give a little shout out, little unboxing too.
Oh, where is it? You have it? It's with you?
Yeah. So,
oh, what the fuck? I thought you forgot it.
So shout out to... Actually, let's open it first.
Don't show the label, bro. You're about to fucking... It has a label right there with your address on it.
Oh. Blur it out. But anyways, so we're going to open this shit. I'm going to get a knife real fast.
Whoa. Bro's about to fucking leak his address. Yeah. You know how people be getting like those extra ass knives?
I will.
Get your samurai sword. Ah.
You ever get intrusive thoughts from holding knife?
No. I'm not you. I'm not insane. Bro, stop showing the label. Put him more work on his fucking plate.
Sorry, David. Oh, shit.
Oh, is mad shit in there?
Yeah. Alright, so...
Shout out to...
Yosavo, the game.
Whoa!
What the fuck?
Nah, they went crazy. I'm not going to lie, bro.
Wait, what is this? Whoa. All right, hold up.
Let's see the card. All right, so happy holidays, Yosavo. Damn, they have a whole fucking card, bro. That's fire. Happy holidays, Unnoticed Pod. We hope you enjoy these treats, and thank you for being a part of our 2023. Cheers to big things coming in 2024.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Yosavo, the fucking game, bro.
Shout out to fucking Yosavo, guys. Make sure y'all fucking buy Yosavo the game.
Follow them on both Instagram and TikTok at Yosavo_the game.
Damn, we fucking love you guys, bro. Yeah, that's now, crazy. Let's see this shit. What the hell?
This is the first time we ever get some shit like this.
Yo, this is crazy, bro. Some marshmallows.
What?
That's like, I guess that's a whole like.
Is this for like
hot chocolate type shit? Yeah, like some, you know, you want a kiss type shit. Hershey Kisses. That's fire.
Oh, shit.
Sour Patch Kids, Cole, Black Raspberry. Yo, I never seen these, bro. Yo, that's fire. Wait, is that bro. The Hubba Bubba Gum? Santa Claus, oh, this Yo, is like a Christmas. You know?
I haven't seen that fucking whatchamacallit? I haven't seen the Hubba Bubba in mad long.
Bro, that's crazy, bro. And then they got these. The chocolate shit. The drink chocolate shits. We should low-key eat one.
I can't eat chocolate though. I'm gonna save it. I don't care, bro. I'm gonna save one. Damn, it's in mad shit.
Oh, some more candy, bro. Some chocolates in here.
Should we try the cold Sour Patches?
Fuck it, pull it out. Fuck it, let's try it.
Yo.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, bro. When I saw this, bro, I thought it was gonna be like game, bro.
Yeah, I thought it was games too, bro. I was like, well, no way.
Yo.
Actually, announcement. Since the year's about to end or whatever, let us know if you guys want us to open up a P.O. box so you guys can send us stuff and we can open it live on the podcast. And yeah.
Bro, we're gonna put this shit somewhere, bro. This is so fire, bro.
Definitely like laminated or some shit.
This is so fire. Damn. I'm more hype about the card than the stuff, bro. That's so fire.
Alright. I never had this. This is black raspberry, right?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. You gonna eat all of them at once?
Yeah.
They are sour.
3, 2, 1, go. Yeah.
Those go crazy.
Bro, I don't wanna like chew too close to the mic. Fuck, I fucking love sour candy.
I've never seen those in my life, though.
Me neither. It's probably since it's the holidays, it's like Christmas themed or whatever. Coal, I guess that's like when people like are naughty and stuff.
Yeah, you got that in your stocking.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to Yosawa, bro.
My fault. So,
chewing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's stuck in my teeth. Shout out to Yosawa, bro. I thought it was gonna be like some other stuff, bro. But they really send us like a whole like.
That's how you know, bro. That's how you know when people have love for you, bro. Fucking, I appreciate that shit for real.
Shout out to Yosawa again. You guys take care of us. We fuck with y'all. Y'all fuck with us. Love ya.
So I guess on kind of on the Christmas theme or whatever. Mm-hmm. Recently, I know a lot of people can relate to this. Christmas shopping. That's what I want to talk about real quick. Okay. Maybe we could get a little into it. I don't know how whatever, but my problem is, last year I said this year I was gonna start my Christmas shopping earlier. Mm-hmm. for Christmas or whatever. And again,
your last minute Christmas shopping?
Yeah, I don't know why. I've done that twice already. 2 years. I said I was gonna start earlier, so I don't have to worry about it, and then. Here I am fucking scrambling all over the place to find the perfect gift, but it's just been stressful because I don't know what people like sometimes, or I have to ask them, and like it kind of ruins the whole like surprise of it, the surprise aspect of it.
I'm not gonna lie, bro, I'm the same, bro. Like, cause me especially on my side, like obviously it's a gift and stuff like that, but like when I was younger, like sometimes I would get shit that I didn't like. And, like, I would get so disappointed, bro. I'd be like, yo, like, come on, bro. Like, I wanted this other thing. Like, you could have used the money you spent on this.
Yeah.
Buying something that I actually wanted and shit like that. You know what I mean? So, that always kind of stuck with me, especially now that I'm the one who buys gifts and stuff. You know, buys gifts for people, obviously, and shit.
Yeah.
I have to ask, bro. Especially, like I asked my brother and I asked my mom, too. But, like, she never gives me, like, oh, yeah, like.
A specific thing.
I want this, but like I know what my brother wants and I know what my mom wants, so yeah. It's gonna be easier for them. But Christmas shopping is a lot harder now.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to like have a whack gift.
I guess the thing is that since I know I'm getting a good gift for the person, I would want them to get a good gift for me. So I just give them options.
Mm-hmm.
I give them a bunch of options and they could just choose like two or three.
Do you kind of have like an idea of though, like what you're gonna get them, or you had to ask, bro?
Shit, but I had to ask everybody. I had to ask everybody.
You think that's bad though? That low key means that you don't know them well enough. I be thinking that sometimes. Yo, do I not know?
Actually, no, because I had other gifts planned out before, but it's just like something that like things that they would use. I don't know, bro. I don't know. Low key, maybe. Cause when it comes to my brother,
yeah,
I don't know what the fuck he likes, bro. I bought him something that he needs. I'm not gonna say it. He probably already knows what it is, but at the same time, like I don't really like. It's probably because I don't ask him what does he like.
I feel like it would be easy for him though, no? Like, cause I feel like cause he does like thrifting and shit. He likes vintage shit, vintage shirts. Clothes. I know he's into fashion and shit like that, no?
Tight shit, a little bit. But he doesn't really care for it. He just likes whatever looks cool, to be honest. And if it fits cool, fits good.
Damn. What about your sister? You know, you already like...
She told me what she wanted, but also I wanted to buy something else that she didn't tell me to buy. Yeah.
And your parents easy or not?
My dad, no, because I don't know what he wants. He usually just wants, like, simple shit, too, but I don't... sometimes I feel like it's not fair because I buy everybody else good gifts and then he wants some simple shit.
Yeah.
See, it's like a whole, like, conflict, but I don't know. So far, I'm doing a pretty good job, but I just hate Christmas shopping. I need to start actually shopping earlier, like I said I was, and stop fucking leaving it for last minute.
Mm. But I'll give you that sauce, the secret sauce. I buy one good gift and like
a bunch
one
of
one or two like all right gifts. Meaning an expensive one and then like all right gifts, just so it seems that I'm not just giving you one gift and I'm giving you multiple gifts.
Like, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like for example, like I know when I'm getting my brother, you know what I'm saying? So I would get him like
an expensive thing,
and then like, oh, some other little shit that I know he fucks with, but I'm not gonna get him OD like of everything, you know what I'm saying?
So basically you're not gonna get him multiple gifts that cost the same price as the first one, the big one.
And it's valid too, cause like, oh, you get like a cool ass shit, you're like, oh fuck, this shit fire.
Yeah.
I wanted this. And then you get other little gifts that are like thoughtful and like still valid. So it's like it evens it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess my method is like, I just be going all out sometimes, not gonna lie. Sometimes I just, even if my budget is not looking good, I still be going all out. I don't know why.
Nah, because you want, bro, you don't want them to be disappointed type shit. You want them to be like, no, when they see it, they're like, fuck, this shit's fire.
I just have the PTSD of that one time, bro, that one Secret Santa. I fucking hate Secret Santa.
Yo.
Yeah.
I think you said it before.
Yeah.
Right?
You think I would be hard to like shop for?
Nah, it's mad easy. Well, it's because you're my friend and shit. Like, it's mad easy to shop for you. I feel like for most of my friends, it's easy to shop for them. All my friends, actually.
For you, I it's pretty easy.
It's pretty easy, bro. It's easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's mad easy, bro. Like Funkos. Like, you know what I'm saying? Anything.
So do you think Christmas shopping is really easy? We're just making it complicated ourselves. I'm just complicating it.
Yeah, because I feel like you have that PTSD in the back of your mind that you don't want to have you don't want to give a shitty gift.
Nah, yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Yeah. But I feel like to certain people, like just them getting a gift is like fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But whatever. Yeah, that's just been my dilemma this whole week, this past week. Just figure out what I'm gonna get for people and stuff.
But it's harder for me. You know why?
What?
My mom, like, sometimes she'd be like, oh, why'd you pick this? It's fucking ugly.
Really?
Like, she'd be like, she's picky with sneakers and she's picky with, like, certain, like, the way shit fits. So it's a little harder with my mom and stuff. And now my brother, like, got open to, like, mad other shit. So it's, like, a little harder now. But, like, I just pay attention to what they're wearing and, like, what, like, they talk about and stuff.
Yeah.
Then I'm just like, all right, I'm gonna get that.
All right, so, boom. Right around the spot, what would you give me for Christmas if you had to choose?
Some Air Max 95s.
Oh, okay.
And like Funko Pops. The expensive gift?
No, I was just going to say just one thing, but okay.
Of two $15 Funko Pops, that's two gifts. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the Nike Air Max, bro, valid.
Okay.
That's easy, bro. So I already know what I'm getting my brother. I already know what I'm getting my mom, bro. All
right, bro. My fault.
I'm good at, bro. I'm nice at gift shopping, bro. I tell Abby, bro. Because Abby's the one who stresses like you. Like, oh, what the fuck? Like, but, bro, it's so easy, bro. It's so easy. And it also, like, you save money like that, too. Like, sometimes you don't have all the money in the world, bro. So it's like, since you don't have all the money in the world to buy a bunch of fucking gifts,
yeah,
you just buy one valid one and the rest, like, not so expensive, but
they're valid. Yeah, I agree,
but you don't want to look cheap too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something I did want to like bring up or whatever, like, just so y'all could call me out if like it doesn't happen and shit, extra motivation. So I told him already.
Oh, I forgot about this. Yeah,
I told him already. And I forgot I got a haircut too. I still feel like I got the Edgar cut. I forgot.
People will still call that shit the Edgar cut, though.
Well, it's halfway process right now, bro. Like,
explain it.
Basically, what's going on and shit is I'm trying to go on a little transformation and stuff, you know, because I've been feeling a little bit down and a little bit unmotivated, and I feel like not myself and shit. Especially even when I record the podcast, bro. I feel like before, like when I used to talk, like I used to feel like more like passionate or whatever.
Yeah.
Now I'm a little bit more like, I guess, mellow or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to be like that. Like, I'm trying to be more high energy and not feel lazy. And it's not that I'm being lazy. I feel like my body, since I haven't been working out and shit like that, like, my body got used to, like, not being active, you know? Like, mm-hmm. being a little bit more lazy in a way, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So, I told him already, I'm going to be doing a 30-day challenge, transformation video, whatever you want to call it. And I already started.
It's 30 days though, 60.
No, first it's going to be 30.
Oh, yeah, 60, yeah. You did say
and
that.
Then it's going to go to 90, you know? Like,
yeah.
First I'm going to record the first 30 days, see the transformation by the end of the 30 days, and then the next milestone is going to be 60 days.
Season 1, season 2, season 3?
Then 90, then 120, 150, and it's going to keep going. Yeah, it's going to keep going and shit. Each 30 days is going to be a different, like, oh, like, all right, let's check our progress type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do that. And I mean, I already started and stuff, working out and stuff. I've been sore. Literally today, I just stopped being sore and shit. So we're going to be lit with that.
And you're recording it too, right?
And I'm recording it. I mean, I recorded the first day. And I'm going to keep recording every single day. So, and I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know if I should put it all in one video.
You should do it.
I feel like that would be cool too. But like, at the same time, I don't know, guys. I don't fucking know.
Maybe once a week. But every week is like the whole week.
Oh, that could be cool, right? Because like when I recorded it, guys, like it seemed kind of boring, you know. Like if I was to edit the video and stuff, like it would only be like a 4 or 5 minute video, and not even like that interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I might make one whole big video and shit, and then put it all together in one.
I see. Yeah, you should do that. Just keep the footage. Just make sure you record yourself.
Yeah. So. But yeah, I'm on a little transformation process and stuff right now. Like, I'm trying to get out of this little, like, bro, I don't know. I don't even know how to call it, bro. I don't know if you've noticed it or whatever.
No, yeah. The only thing that I've noticed, I guess, podcast-wise is, I guess, you not being as, on top of the topics that you talk about.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
Like when it comes to either regular shit or when it comes to... I guess the spooky segment or whatever.
You think so? I feel like I feel like I always bring spooky like shit, but like
I guess it's the way you say it sometimes. I don't know,
it's a little
bro.
Dry.
It's just, I don't know what it is, bro. But like, cause your topics have been good. You got me on that. The spooky shit's always good and stuff, but I feel like you had more misses than usual.
Think so?
Yeah. Or maybe I'm just bugging, but like maybe just because of the whole like actual regular segment that's fucking me up.
Yeah.
But I have peeped that when it comes to regular shit, you never like bring the regular stuff to the table.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's this whole year and shit. Like it's just been a lot of ups and downs and stuff, and especially
Fuck, I almost threw up my phone, bro.
I don't even know how to say it. Like, I mean, I just been, overwhelmed and shit, you know?
Mm.
I've been overwhelmed and stuff, and I know I shouldn't be, because at the end of the day, I got to do what I got to do and stuff, and I got to push, keep going strong and stuff, and it's just been hard and shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't know where that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like before, I used to be more fuck it, I'm going to do whatever it takes, fuck it if I'm tired, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it if this, if it doesn't matter how I'm feeling and stuff, I'm gonna still do what I gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's kind of more I'm not as motivated, bro. I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is, bro.
I guess you're just too comfortable.
I guess that's what it is, bro. I guess I am. Because I'm not unhappy about anything, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I was unhappy about a lot of stuff, bro. Like, I used to be, mad, not confident and stuff in the way I saw myself. When I looked in the mirror, I used to be like, damn, I'm mad ugly, I'm mad this, I'm mad that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my body wasn't the way I wanted it to look, my face wasn't even the way I wanted it to look, and my face didn't change at all. I'm still the same person and stuff, but it's like, I guess as you get older, and I'm not that old, you know, I'm not saying I'm not wise, I'm not saying I'm wise as fuck, but what I'm trying to say is I feel like when you get older, as you get older, you start getting more comfortable in your own body, bro.
Yeah.
So it's I feel like I'm not as unhappy as I was before with who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I am kind of comfortable and stuff. And I know that's kind of bad though, because I'm not my gosh, fucking amazing body. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which I want to have.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's kind of more what I want rather than trying to get out of this negative
rut
state. Yeah.
A rut?
Yeah. I just want a nicer body. I just want, you know what I'm trying to
feel good?
Yeah.
Feel better?
You know what? I don't know if you know what I'm trying to say. Or maybe I'm not saying it the way I'm supposed to.
You just been feeling low energy. You want to get back to your old self of being higher energy.
Yeah.
When you first started the what was it, the podcast or just like in general?
Nah.
In general?
Way before, bro. I feel different than I have like three years ago, bro.
Well, all I gotta say is for that, you told them.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
So they're gonna hold you accountable.
Yeah.
And facts. I have to hold you accountable.
Facts.
And you have to hold yourself accountable.
Facts.
Make sure you don't stop, because on the podcast you said it three times. The working out shit. Three times.
Yeah.
That you started and then you stopped.
Facts.
Or diet.
I don't give a fuck about diet, bro, because like before I was never on a diet, bro. Like I'm gonna be honest, bro. Like I feel like, because when I was working out, right? Mm-hmm. When I was working out, I was on a little diet, like, oh, I wasn't drinking sugar and I wasn't drinking like, or I wasn't eating fast food and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I was still eating the same. Mm. I was still eating the same shit my mom made, like, and she made fried food, like fat food, whatever. But I was just working out a lot. And obviously, you know what I'm saying, diet is a big part. And I feel like first I'm going to just do the working out. Mm-hmm. And then next step would be the dieting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, because I feel like for some reason, like, I really don't think the dieting is a big part because, like, I feel like I don't eat OD bad, you know what I'm saying, bro? Like, I'm not eating, like, fucking crazy unhealthy food and shit. I just eat actual food.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just the fact that I was eating food and I ate a lot and I wasn't doing nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, bro? So I feel like now, me working out a lot, it's just like I'm bulking in a way, for real, though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
But do you, right, like, what's your goal?
Like, my goal...
What's the end goal for all this shit?
Honestly, my end goal is to obviously just keep getting stronger and shit, and eventually, like the whole shit that everybody does, bro. Because I'm not big, bro.
Mm.
I'm not big. So I can't cut, bro. If I did what I did before, I'm just going to go back to what I was before and I'm going to look like...
Bro, what do you mean? Bro, like flesh real quick.
Oh my gosh.
Like...
I'm not that big, bro.
But I feel... Nah, bro, but the thing is, when it comes to people who have fat on top of like their muscle or whatever, you could tell when someone's big.
Yeah, but I'm not big though.
Bro, trust. Bro, but the only reason why you'll lose your muscle if you cut is because you're not eating enough protein.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to eat a shit ton of protein, bro. You weigh like what, 200 pounds maybe?
Yeah.
You gotta eat that amount of protein, bro.
Damn. I mean, well, anyways, basically my goal is like, I do want to get a little bit like more big, like
okay.
Not OD. I know that's impossible, but like I am trying to get a little bit stronger before I actually like
cut.
For real cut, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause before, like, when you looked at me, bro, it didn't look like I worked out, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that. Like, it's not, obviously you're not. Well, I want people to like. I want when I look at myself in the mirror, bro, that it looks like I work out, bro. For real. Meaning, like, oh, you can see like
the striations,
the muscles, like. Even like when you wear a tight shirt, you know what I'm saying? Like when you wear a tight shirt, I want it to look like I'm built. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before, obviously I had the cuts and stuff. You could see the abs. You could see like the cuts right here in my shoulders and shit like that. But bro, it was like, I was like, bro, like I was skinny, bro. Mm. I was mad skinny. If you see the old videos before, bro, I was skinny as fuck, bro. Mm. And it's because I was in a dumbass mental state where I was starving myself, bro, just to like, reach this, like, I don't know what the fuck I was trying to do. I had no goals, bro. I just wanted to lose weight, lose as much fat as possible, bro, and look good, bro. But I wasn't really looking good in reality, bro. Yeah. I was just working out a lot. But, like, now I feel like I'm really trying to look healthy and, like, strong, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You better put in that pain, bro.
Type shit. I'm sweating right now, bro. What the fuck? It's hot in my house, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
It's not even hot, though.
No, it's hot in here, bro.
I think it's just the energy that got you pumped and you feel a little sweaty. That's why.
I think that's what it is, bro. Cause I mean, like, I'm trying to do this, bro. I'm really trying to do this, bro. Like, for real. Like, and it's no bullshit though. No bullshit. Like, cause I'm already trying to get out of this mindset, bro. Cause I am overwhelmed and stuff, and I need to put like that stress somewhere, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to put that stress somewhere. Before it was like I was overwhelmed with, oh, like, are we ever gonna make it? Are we ever gonna do this? Are we ever gonna do that?
So now, what's the overwhelming thoughts then?
Now it's just like having to, you know, to have a relationship that's good, have a relationship with your kids and shit that's valid, have a relationship with your family that's valid, and at the same time making sure everybody else is good and not forgetting about myself too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's like the biggest one. Like, I have to make sure I'm good too. And not in a selfish way. Just like, take care of myself, you know?
I mean, everybody has to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not really, like, selfish.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when Julia came out of nowhere, like, I kind of forgot, like, because, you know, when you're a parent and stuff, you're kind of like, fuck it, like, I got to do everything for my kids, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, everything, like, no matter what, you kind of forget about, like, working out. Like, what's the point of working out and shit? When you're tired from all this, like, work, you know what I'm saying? Like, real work. Like, oh, you go to work and shit, wake up mad early, come home mad late. Like, do you really want to work out, bro? Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to, because, I mean, that's what people tell you, you know, the motivational speakers or whatever. And for a minute, I was doing that. But I was like, what's the point of me working out, bro, if, like, literally all my life is about now is taking care of Julia.
Yeah.
What the fuck is working out going to do for Julia? That's what I was thinking, bro. Working out is not gonna do shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna make work go any easier. It's not gonna pay any bills, bro. So what's the point of me working out for real? If I already fixed my mental state, I don't really need this anymore. So that's why I stopped. Like, I stopped that shit. Like, I was like, fuck it. It's really not important and stuff. But now, I could take care of Julie and stuff. But my mental state is fucked now, mm-hmm. which is affecting everything else. So this shit is actually, I need it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, like, if I could fix this, bro, who knows, bro? Next thing you know, like, I think of some other shit. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, it'll help me out with everything else. I just know it for sure. It'll help me out with my temper with Julia. It'll help me out with my relationship with Abby. It'll help me out with the fucking podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, my energy, like, I feel like everything, bro. So it's like, I feel like I need it now. So I have to do it now.
Well, like I said, when you told me on the phone, I'm happy for you that you're doing this shit, and I'm gonna be waiting for for the, I guess, whenever season one, 30
and
days.
I feel like I need to do it too. Cause like, it's cool too. Cause it's gonna motivate you too.
Yeah, you of know? Course it does. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's gonna motivate it, like, maybe some of my other friends and shit. Who knows?
Or maybe motivate them.
Yeah, because I know a lot of parents out there, right? Oh, like, you told me, like, I didn't want to become a couch dad.
Couch dad, yeah.
Like, I didn't want to become a couch dad, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny, though, because when I first became a father or a dad.
You were saying you were not going to do that?
I was saying I was not going to become that, which is what I actually became.
Mm-hmm.
I became that, bro. I became lazy. I became, like, just all work. That's it.
Yeah.
But in reality, bro, you don't want to do that. You're going to be unhappy, bro. That's why a lot of fucking dads or a lot of fucking whatever parents and stuff, bro, look the way they look, bro.
Because they don't take care. Oh, because they're stressed and they don't take care of themselves?
They're stressed about the other shit, bro. So they don't want to, like, work out because they're overwhelmed with all this other shit, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, they forget to take care about themselves and stuff because mm-hmm. they're so busy taking care of somebody else that it drains all their energy. So they don't have enough energy to take care of themselves for real.
Yeah.
But you got to be fucking strong and try to take care of both, bro. It is what it is now. You know what I'm saying? It is fucking overwhelming, bro. But fuck it.
You got to put yourself through that, what's that word? It's like the, I guess, uncomfortable state.
Yeah, bro. And it's going to feel so much better after. Like, I feel 10 times better after I work out. I'm like, I feel like I'm a better dad. Like I don't get mad at Julia and stuff. Like, obviously, I'm still like, oh, like, you can't do this, you can't do that. But I don't be spazzing out and shit, you know? Like, it makes you feel so much better, bro. Like, a better boyfriend, better husband, whatever. better father, better friend, everything.
It reminds me of like Aaron right now, bro. Cause you know how like when we saw Aaron,
yeah,
he was like glowing and stuff because of how like he was working out and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm getting that vibe.
Type shit, bro. You have to, bro. It's cause like that. That's just coming out, bro. That. This is what I was before. You know what I'm saying? This is what I was before. Like the motivational, trying to be positive about shit. Cause life is fucking hard, bro. Life is OD fucking hard. And sometimes you just gotta deadass get up, bro. It sounds corny when motherfuckers say that, bro. It sounds corny as fuck. Cause you hear all the motivational speakers say, oh, bro, life is hard, bro. But you gotta keep pushing. You gotta keep pushing, bro. But it's the truth, bro. It's just the truth. Tomorrow is always gonna come, bro. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow's always gonna come. Meaning time is always going. It's just not stopping, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck. Bro, anyways, on to my next topic, which is a question, right?
Yeah. Because okay.
I know you wanted to like you wanted some good questions for me to ask you.
Yeah.
Kind of what ifs. So this one, right? It's not kind of like what if or like what it's more like what would you do?
Okay. What would you do questions?
But it's test your morality.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
So you got to test obviously like what would you do in the situation, right? But right, it's going to fuck with you.
Hit me.
So my kid and your kid, right?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
They go out, you know, to a party and shit. Your kid is driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to answer the question too, but I'm going to put you first. So your kid is driving and shit. And you obviously specifically tell him not to drink and drive.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know how dangerous that shit is. So they go to the party and stuff. It's going good. 2 a.m, you get a random call, right?
Yeah.
And so basically said that, like, our kids got into an accident. Your kid was driving and shit under the influence. And obviously, like, both of our kids were drunk and shit. My kid was drunk. Your kid was drunk. Your kid was driving, though.
Yeah.
And because of the whole, like, impact of the situation, like, my kid is dying and stuff, right? It's, like, OD in critical condition. Both of the kids are in critical condition and shit. Your kid is in a coma and has, like, a small percent chance.
Of living?
Of coming back from the coma.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And also keep in mind that, oh, like, he's drinking, driving, you could go to jail, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So there's a very small percent chance that your kid could come back.
But right? if he comes back, he's going to jail.
But he could come back, right?
Okay.
There's a small chance, but they could, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other kid.
Which is your kid.
Yeah. Basically, the only way they could survive is if they get a heart transplant. And there's no way that they're going to get a heart transplant in time. So it's either you give up the heart of your kid for my kid, or you're like, there's a small percent chance that my kid might survive.
Oh my God. Bro, how the fuck? Nah.
I answered the question. I answered the question to Abby, and I'm not going to change my answer. All right. Fuck, forget about it. It doesn't have to be like our. Like,
no, you see, no, you already said it. It's already a good question. No, I'm keeping it like that, bro.
That's very hard, right? Yeah. Yo. Yeah. And whatever you say, bro, it's not going to affect anything, bro. It's just.
No, I know. How old are the kids?
I don't know, like.
Like 16, 17?
Yeah, 18.
All right, 18.
And be honest, bro. Because like I said, bro, the answer is not going to affect anything, bro. I'm not going to care.
No. I know. I'm just
it's really... just a hypothetical.
I know. Bro. I'm just really trying to think about it. Like, what would I do in that situation? Because I wouldn't know until I'm in that fucking situation.
Yeah.
Because I can say something now and then be like, nah, fuck that. I'll change that shit. But...
All right, but what would you say now?
If
you need me to go over some shit, I will.
So you're a kid, right? It has to be like that? Like, the transplant has to be like that or else he dies?
Yeah. And there's no loopholes, bro.
And it's a small-ass percentage that my kid can survive.
Yeah, because, let's say that, like, they don't survive. Now they're both dead.
Honestly, I think I would save your kid.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll just... Sounds kind of fucked up, but... I could just make another kid, bro.
Yo!
Like, it's, fucked up. It's fucked up, but... Bro. What, like... I wouldn't be in this hard situation if he just would have listened to me. Like, that's like, bro, why would you put me in this situation? Now, like, it's just so, this whole shit is fucked, bro. I don't know, but like, cause you said it's a small ass percentage, for him to survive.
Yeah.
Which means, and your kid has a higher percentage to survive. So I would sacrifice my kid and like do the heart transplant only because, like, again, it was my kid's fault. Why should your kid have to pay for my kid's actions?
Yeah.
So I would give, like, the, I would approve for the heart transplant. That's such a fucked question, bro.
Yeah,
such a fucked question, bro.
No. Shout out to the creator. Like, we're gonna put your name up here. Shout out to her. I got it from her TikTok. I think I got another one from her too.
Mm-hmm.
But she does a lot of these and they're pretty good, bro.
My gosh.
But now me to answer the question, right?
Yeah.
So I said I would have saved your kid.
Uh-huh.
The reason why is because just a higher percent of chance of living, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the way I saw it is, fuck whoever fault it was, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Even if your kid was driving and whatever, they still had a higher chance of my kid living. I would rather one kid live than both the possibility of both kid dies, bro.
Yeah.
It's a higher chance of both kids dying than just one kid. You know what I'm saying, bro? And unfortunately, it was my kid and shit. And obviously, I would be devastated. It would be the hardest decision of my life and shit.
Yeah.
But I know that the other kid could survive and shit. Your kid could survive. And even if my kid lives, bro, they're going to live with the fact that they just killed their best friend. And they're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
Which is going to make their life even harder, bro. And maybe they're going to start thinking some other shit, bro. Next thing you know, they want to kill themselves or something, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that could fuck up somebody really, really bad, bro. Yeah. Like, just knowing the fact that you're responsible for all this stuff. And it could have been prevented.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So it's like, I feel like just the best option would be to save the
one who has higher chance. Yeah,
yeah, bro.
I agree.
The next question, right?
Fuck. Okay.
Next question is you take a babysitting job, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you take a babysitting job. This is another test your morality and stuff by the same creator. So you take a babysitting job, right? So you go, it's pretty chill, whatever. The parents leave, and it's like a 5-year-old,
uh-huh.
5-year-old kid, right? And out of nowhere, you're about to go to sleep in the living room, and you hear like fucking glass shatter. Somebody's breaking in. They have no, like, they don't have a mask on or anything, bro. It's just a regular guy with a knife. And he's like, listen, right now, this house, like, where like, basically, they know the dad, right, of the little kid, and they're asking where is he at, and you're obviously like, yo, they left, they're not here and shit, right? And he's like, oh, he just let somebody, basically a murderer or a pedophile
free,
because mm-hmm. I guess he was like a lawyer or a judge,
okay,
and he just let him free,
okay.
And that guy is basically the dad of the victim, right?
Yeah.
So he's there to get revenge.
And kill his kid?
So the test your morality is, he asks you, I know, he tells you, I know the kid is here. You can either leave and I won't do nothing to you, but obviously you know he's going to kill the kid, or you could stay and try to defend his kid, but I'm gonna have to kill you too.
I can't just lead him the way to the fucking murderer pedophile motherfucker. I can't just be like, yo, what if I just give you where he's at? You don't have to worry about.
He doesn't care, bro. No loopholes, bro. So it's either you stay.
How old's the kid?
5. So it's either you stay and try to defend the kid, or you just leave. And obviously, he kills the fucking kid, bro.
All right, and I'm just doing a babysitting job, right? Like, I have no relations to the guy.
Nah.
Will my conscience be able to live with that decision?
Yo, George, bro.
I would. See, a part of me wants to say GG's to the kid, like, fuck it. Whatever, you can do whatever you want, just leave me alone. But I don't know if I can, bro. I feel like I will have to, like, defend the kid. Because the kid did nothing wrong, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
The kid did nothing wrong, bro. It's like, bro, I could just give you the fucking, where the guy's at. You could go kill him if you want, but he's, like, the kid's not the father. He hasn't done anything like that.
It's not his fault.
No, he was just born in a shitty situation. So yeah, I would defend the kid.
No, then you might die.
Fuck, I just gotta fucking... It's just a knife, bro. What the fuck? I could get a knife from the kitchen too. What up?
I said the same thing.
Like, I have like, I could get a pan, a pot, whatever. Just throw that shit at glass. I fucking farted. But yeah, it's some like glass cups. Throw that shit at him, bro. I'll defend the kid.
Me too. And like, also cause like, bro, like, imagine you dip. Like, imagine he just doesn't, bro, does some like crazy shit, you know what I'm saying?
I'm imagining it. I dip and all you hear is the kid screaming. Nah, that's OD, bro.
That's OD.
I wouldn't be able to do it, I'm sorry.
Nah, that's OD. Nah, I mean, I'll be like, nah, you can't touch the kid type shit. Like, fuck it. Like, even though it's not my kid, I want somebody else in my shoes to defend Julia or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You're not touching the kid. Fuck it. If I at least died trying to save the kid, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, bro? So, and then if we do live, if I save the kid somehow and that motherfucker leaves or some shit, like, bro, I'm telling the motherfucker to pay me mad bread, bro. Fuck out of here. I just saved your kid, bro.
Yo, you hit me with some like dark ass question. Not really dark, but like some like, I actually had a thing about that shit, bro. I couldn't just answer that shit on the spot.
Yeah, bro.
I thought I was gonna be able to answer them on the spot. I'm not gonna lie, but I was not expecting that shit, bro.
Test your morality, bro. If you would have answered it on the spot, bro, you're a fucking psychopath.
Trust me, I wanted to do like the psychopath answers, but like I stopped myself, bro. Those were just my intrusive thoughts. Yeah.
But yeah, those are my questions. I have one more, two more regular topics, but like, mm-hmm. I've, you know, it's just time. Your turn, okay, to shine, bro.
So you know how last podcast we were talking about how Gen Alpha, whatever, is like cooked or whatever?
That's crazy. I have a topic relating to that, but yeah.
So I have something to do with IRL streamers.
Okay.
So recently, there's been a new meta going on in Twitch specifically, and I want to get your thoughts about it because I have a strong opinion on this shit and like the way it is, like especially like for like younger people and stuff. But It's this topless meta that OF girls are doing. So they're basically topless, or maybe some of them are like completely naked, and they're basically borderline not showing their borderline showing their tits. It's like barely showing the nipple. But Twitch recently is allowing nudity on their website. And I'm gonna show you an example, cuz this is like the shit that sparked everything off or whatever.
What?
So, and Dave, I'm gonna send you the video too, but whenever you put it on the screen, just blur it, cuz I don't want to get fucking demonetized or whatever. But
and also
the shit look
like anxious today. You know what I mean? Titan, thank you for the 2-3. Thank you.
Wait, are they shows? No, it's like that. But like, it's barely showing her fucking nipples, what I'm saying. And like, what I want to get at is not the fact that they're doing it. Like, I don't really care that they're doing it. Get their fucking bread, whatever. Because if I was a fucking girl, I would probably do the same thing. Mm-hmm. But it's the fact that
people are like,
it kind of ruins it for other streamers. And also, it just shows the bias that fucking, maybe I would say society, or I don't know what, maybe like Twitch itself or just social media in general has towards women. Because she was only banned for 2 days, then came back to do the same thing. And there's been other people that have been banned for just saying one slip up word, like, oh, virgin. You can't say that on Twitch. And they get banned for a long ass time. Or is banned just for stupid shit, bro. Mm-hmm. But what I want to get at is the fact that people are defending this, saying how, like, I have the screenshots of the tweet, if I could find it. So they were saying, one, Twitch is not for children, which I completely disagree. Two, if you think this woman's main demographic is children, you're a moron. Three, how do you know she isn't covering her nipples with something? And four, the pearl clutching every time something like this happens is ridiculous and tiresome. So,
nah. First of all. Just because something is not for kids doesn't mean that they don't have access to those things. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and oh, you're going to say, oh, they should have parental, like, tracks on their phones. Like, oh, you not being able to access certain websites and shit. You know what I'm saying, bro? Bro, when you're young, bro, you will find a way to watch these fucking sites. You know what I'm saying, bro? So shut the fuck up with that shit. And then the whole, like, what was the other thing?
Which one did you answer? The...
Oh, it's not.
Oh, if it's not for children. If you don't think that this her
main, yeah, bro, she needs to stay off her phone, bro, for the rest of her life. Like, what is she talking about? Whoever commented that is a fucking idiot. I swear, bro. Twitch is mainly fucking kids, bro, and people are like our age. Obviously, there's people older who are on Twitch and stuff for the same way that people are watching right now.
Yeah.
Age differences and shit. You know what I'm saying, bro? But that shit, bro, it goes from 13 to like 40 or 50, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
But yo, 13 still. That's still a child, bro.
Yeah.
So you already know like what I'm trying to go with this, bro. Basically, like, I think that shit's cringe.
But it gets even worse.
I kinda do care about it. You know why?
Cause you have a kid?
No, not because I have a kid.
Why?
But like, I feel like, yes, I do care. I do care. Because what about when, like, Julia gets older, bro, and she tells me, yo, why don't I become an OnlyFans girl if they're making so much money easy?
Yeah.
And why should I go to school and study and shit like that?
Well, I could just do OnlyFans.
You know what I'm saying, bro? And fuck that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, I said this before, and I'll say it again, bro. Like, if you do OnlyFans and stuff like that, you're selling your soul, bro.
Yeah.
You're selling your soul, bro. You're selling your dignity, bro. You're selling, bro, your body, bro, is no longer sacred, bro. It's everybody's, bro. Everybody's seen that shit. You have nothing special. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, like, cool, you're getting about a bunch of fucking money and stuff, bro, but for at what cost, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is crazy how Twitch is allowing that shit too, bro.
Yeah.
The fact that, oh, you can't say like curse words and shit like that, bro. But yeah, you could like get naked and stuff. Oh, you're supposed to be like Nick EH30, bro. That cringe motherfucker too. Oh, you gotta be child friendly. You can't curse. You know what I'm saying? They allow him on Twitch.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that right there is as child friendly as Nick EH30, even though he's cringe or whatever.
Yeah.
He's child friendly because he doesn't curse. Whatever. He doesn't say no, like nothing like that. Plays fucking Fortnite, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're telling me that's the same as.
No.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Like that's a little weird.
Yeah, and also so I'm gonna read like what they're allowing, cuz it says Twitch will allow artistic nudity, as they call it, whatever. But there's a list right here that they're allowing. So they're allowing this shit if you label it correctly, quote unquote. So artistic nudity permitted under sexual theme labels. Game nudity, contextual, contextual labels necessary, body painting acceptable with appropriate label, mature games label generally covers content, and stream visibility impacted by content bro, labels.
You know what this is, bro? Everything is money, bro. Everything is money. You see, Twitch is smart, bro. But Twitch fucking sold out too. Yeah. The motherfuckers. They see that. They see how much OnlyFans people are getting, bro.
Yeah. So that's exactly like, what it is,
bro. They're like, yeah, they're like, you know what? Let's become a live OnlyFans, bro.
Boom. This is crazy, bro.
Now let's bring all the audience, all that money, all that revenue and shit. Because I'm pretty sure just like YouTube content creators and stuff, or like TikTok or whatever, they're getting like money and shit for people making content and shit on their app and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, bro? And I'm pretty sure now when donations come, they take a piece from that.
They do. Yeah.
Bro.
That's majority of the reason why they would want to do it, because you could argue like, oh, because they should go to porn websites and do fucking just cam girls, because they're basically cam girls at this point.
Basically, yeah.
So the only reason that they don't do it is because Twitch, they know Twitch will allow this shit because they are so biased towards this shit, and Twitch's ad revenue or whatever is a lot compared to the porn websites or other webcam websites or whatever.
Yeah,
like they don't pay that much, so they know they're gonna get a bunch of advertisements on Twitch and stuff.
Bro, it's all money, bro.
Yeah, bro. I agree.
It's all money, bro. Like it's
another thing, bro. Changes to popular dances. Popular dances such as twerking, grinding, and pole dancing are now allowed without a label. Previously, some dances were prohibited and the others were allowed with a label. Enforcing on dances regardless of content, men are policy prohibited twerking at a wedding or taking a pole dancing exercise class, for example. The policy now takes context into consideration and only prohibits streaming inside of an adult entertainment establishment. And also, I'm going to give you an example right now, too.
Another one?
No. So, I'm going to go to Twitch right now because I tried it yesterday and it was late when I did it, but I still saw it. But I'm going to go to Twitch. I'm going to screen record this.
Oh, my gosh. What's going to happen now, bro?
I'm going to go to Twitch.
Okay.
Then I'm going to go to... And imagine, you're a little kid just going on Twitch, right? And then you go to just chatting. Let's see if it pops up. Bro. It has to be more, but yesterday I saw a lot more, bro.
Well,
like yesterday I saw somebody laying on the couch with their legs stick, like with their legs open like that.
And you could see.
And they had like a short ass, short legging type of shorts or whatever. And like they were showing their feet and stuff. There was another one like that.
Bro.
Another one. Another one.
Basically. Welp.
Like, see? What the fuck is this, bro?
There you go.
What the fuck is this new meta? I'm not gonna lie. I think the generation is just fucked, bro, in general. We're just, like, declining as a fucking society, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Certain shit is taking over, bro. Like, I mean, it's always been a thing. Lust has always been a thing. You know what I'm saying, bro?
But,
like,
bro, it's bad. It's now, so now bad,
it's,
bro.
Now it's just, like, more, like, out in the open, you know? Like, before it used to be, like, oh, yeah, like, we better watch porn type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, like, you show your friend, like, a random picture of, like, boobs and shit. Like, yo, look, this shit fire, whatever. Now it's just, like, regular shit, which is kind of, like, sad, though. Because we're kind of sexualizing, like...
Social media
and, like, girls even more, bro. Like, women even more, bro. Like, sexualizing the fuck out of them, bro, when it shouldn't be that, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, on some real shit, bro, that's, like, kind of, like, a sick society, bro. You, like...
Yeah.
Over-sexualizing things, bro, and it's just, like... This kind of ties into, like, a topic that I'm saving for the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
But... It has to do with, like, basically getting desensitized to certain things and stuff and kind of making it seem okay, bro.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, we're okay with, like, the society in general, bro, is okay with like women showing their everything on social media and stuff. Yeah. Like, it's fine, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just, it's the norm now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, all right, people are gonna say like, oh, you're like a fucking old head thinking, whatever, you know what I'm saying, bro? But like, bro, I'm pretty sure there's people that still think that way, bro. You know what I'm saying? There's people that still think that showing your fucking whole body and stuff, that you're not supposed to just be showing it out to everybody, bro. It's like kind of like OD, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, bro, what, do you want us to just start fucking walking around naked, bro? Like, bro, no. You know what I'm saying? No, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, like, nah. Shit is just on a decline, bro. I've been saying this, bro.
Yeah.
Which is kind of going into my next topic. So recently, right? I think Ice Spice, right?
Mm-hmm.
She had posted like a picture of her without makeup.
Okay. I've not seen this picture.
I'll show you the picture too. But like, she basically posted a picture of her without makeup.
Okay.
And people in the comments started like roasting and violating.
What, saying how like, oh, what, mid,
or like, damn, makeup really, like, I'm starting to question people who wear makeup and shit.
Okay.
And like, basically, what I want to get into is like how certain stuff is kind of like putting like the beauty standard
at an ultimate high.
Yeah, like at a different level that it's not supposed to be at, bro. Cause it's not natural. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, for example, bro, a big one obviously is the BBLs and shit. Mm-hmm. BBLs, the big boobs and stuff.
Yeah.
The makeup and shit. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like
the Kylie Jenner built.
Yeah. You could say like whatever. Like, at the end of the day, bro, that look that you see on like all these like famous people or like all these Instagram models or whatever is not real, bro. It's not real. And it's like making people want that, and then like everybody else who doesn't have that, it just, they look mid.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Like, bro, like Ice Spice is not ugly, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna show you the picture right now, bro. Like, I'll show you the picture.
I would hope. I think most of these shits are just people are trolling, though.
Nah. Like, bro, obviously, like,
mm-hmm. I mean, I don't, she looks the same. She just has eye bags.
She literally looks the same, bro.
She just has eye bags. That's it. But that's regular.
She literally looks the same. People were calling her like the alien from American Dad and shit. Like,
no, I'm saying that because it's like from a fucking like angle like that, like a high angle like that.
Yeah.
But I think people are just tripping, bro. I agree, though, because like whenever on Instagram, when it comes to anybody, bro, always somebody judging, no matter what, bro. And there's always the ugliest motherfuckers saying this shit, or it's always Jit saying this shit, bro, just to be funny, just for likes.
Nah. But it also, like, I just thought of the perfect thing, right? So it's like the BBL thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would they do it if that was what was the beauty standard? You know what I'm trying to say, bro? Because before having a quote unquote fat ass was labeled as being fat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That was before, mm-hmm. back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So would like girls want to get BBLs if the beauty standard was to be like no ass?
No.
Why? It's like, why? Why would they do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's only because it's the beauty standard now. Like, that's what motherfuckers want. Like, oh, fat ass, whatever, bro. But like, right, come on, like, it's not real at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like,
yeah, then I feel like that's why people nowadays can't really get into relationships, because they think they probably think they could like bag this badass girl, meanwhile they just have to fucking lower their fucking standards and realize where the fuck they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, and it also has given a lot of people some big ass egos that shouldn't have big ass egos.
Word. Yeah, I mean, to all y'all, like, ladies out there, women out there, y'all don't need all that shit. Y'all don't need the makeup. If y'all want to do that, boom, that's cool. Y'all don't need a BBL. If y'all want to get a BBL, that's cool. Y'all don't need any of that to look beautiful and shit. Y'all know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own little spice to them and shit.
Yeah.
Ice Spice. No, no pun intended. Whatever. You know what I'm trying to say? But like, everybody got their little spice to them and shit. Y'all don't gotta do nothing crazy. Yeah, if y'all wanna do it, it's y'all body, y'all choice. Y'all can do whatever the fuck y'all want with y'all body. At the end of the day, y'all don't really need it. But if y'all feel like y'all need it, that's y'all.
I agree.
Fuck the beauty standards, bro. It's even like that with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. There's even like men out here like doing stupid shit like injecting their fucking biceps with like liquid and stuff, bro.
Yeah, you've seen that shit? Yeah, bro. It's disgusting.
That's just disgusting, bro. Yeah, like, bro. And then like people getting fake abs, fake like muscles, implants and shit, bro. Like, shit is fucking like weird to me,
Not even just that. Just the whole, when it comes to working out, people, I guess, they sell the dream. They say, oh, you can get this physique in this amount of time. Meanwhile, it's not like that.
Also, like, in a natural way. Like, yeah. They always say that and stuff. Like,
90% of these fitness people are not natty, bro. They're taking something. If it's not tren or steroid, it's some type of, like, testosterone.
Or an enhancing drugs, you know what I'm saying? Like they say. So, just know that everything on social media for the big majority of it, bro, is just fake, bro.
Facts.
It's just fake. Who gives a fuck about what's popular on social media? You know what I'm saying, bro? Just like what you like. Fuck with who you are. That's it.
I feel like you're gonna get triggered when it comes to this video, bro, but I mean, I'm gonna show you. So boom.
It's not giving love.
Please get out.
You crazy if you think
I'm leaving. Saw this.
What you here for? What you here for? This ain't going nowhere. What you still here for?
Because I live here.
No, I want you to go.
Because I live here.
I want you to go.
I'm not going anywhere.
Why not? Come on, bro. I ain't got time for this.
Over a ring?
I don't got time for this. Just go on.
If it's please real, the out. Ring don't even matter.
Why take it?
It can't be real.
Yeah, just go on.
Because you gave it to me.
Go find somebody else, man. Go find somebody else.
Please. I didn't have to marry you. You don't have the options I have.
You're right.
Do you know?
You already know what they want. They don't want nothing. They don't want nothing from you. They just want to clap and go on about their business. Come on, man. You better be lucky I took you in. You just go on. Just get out, bro. Just get out.
Baby.
Let's get out. Let Lyle know that. Let Lyle know I took you in. You went on nothing.
And now you
go ahead, bro.
Man of the year. Husband of the year.
You don't need me. I don't need you. Just be cool. Just go ahead.
Husband of the year.
Just go on, bro. Just go on.
Ladies, beware. This is not what you want.
So basically the whole like, you saw the caption, right? Like,
yeah, bro.
Basically, he got her a ring and stuff. It wasn't the size she wanted and stuff. So she called him broke for not having the diamond, big ass diamond ring that she wanted and shit. You know what I'm saying, bro? Gosh. So, like, well, what are your thoughts on that?
I've talked about this shit before. Like, with my girl and stuff, like, asked her the question, oh, do you think the price of a ring matters? And she said no, which I'm glad she said no, because if she would have said yes, then I would have been like, damn. So, like, I don't know. When it comes to the stuff like that, I would rather spend more on the actual wedding and honeymoon than the ring. Like, I'll buy you a good ring. It's not going to be, like, cheap or whatever. Like, I'm not going to get it for, like, $5, but it's not going to be $10,000 plus. But she's fucking... She's retarded, bro. That shit triggered me because she thought she ate with the fucking video. She thought people were gonna agree with her, but
people were violating her in the comments.
Bro, come on, bro. Like, she's bugging, bro. Like, the fact that he wants to marry you and then you're complaining about the fucking ring, bro.
You just ruined the whole relationship, bro, over a fucking ring. Bro.
And he even said it. Okay, go ahead. Like, you could try to find somebody else, but they're just gonna hit and that's it. Like, I was the one who took you in and wanted to make you my wife. I firmly believe that there's not a lot of men who
want to get married.
Because there's a lot of men who want to fuck, but that's it. There's not a lot of men nowadays who want to get married and like settle down and stuff.
And it's because of shit like that, bro.
Yeah.
It's because of shit like that. It's like now you don't know nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you don't know nowadays, and especially when it comes to marriage and stuff, bro, that's like a big, very, very big step in somebody's relationship, you know what I'm saying, bro? And it's like sometimes you feel like you've known somebody forever until one thing reveals the true fucking colors, bro. And then sometimes it might be too late, bro. Sometimes it might be too late. You're already fucking married. And then down the line, they just show their true colors, and you're just like,
"That's why
I'm stuck with this one."
Bro, that's why you ask those type of questions beforehand, and also the you obviously live with the person before you realize if you want to marry the person.
Facts.
So, but yo, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people who believe that, because I asked one of my coworkers before.
Yeah.
And they said, yes, the price of a ring matters. I was like, what the fuck?
What was the reasoning, though? Like, they didn't say?
I think she was like, all right, you tell me what you think, but she said, like, oh, if he's making this amount of bread, if he's making $100,000 a year, and he buys me, like a $1,000 to $5,000 ring, then... You should buy me more. Like, what the fuck?
Yo, what the fuck?
She was like, yo.
No.
A fucking wedding ring is like...
Wedding wing.
a wedding ring is like 80% of the guy's income or something like that. Some crazy number like that.
Yo, she's bugged out.
I was like, yo, you're fucking retarded, bro.
Yeah, whoever that is, bro, the husband is not going to buy that fucking...
That's all I'm saying,
she's
bro.
She's bugged out, bro. Listen, like... For me, in my me, right? I would buy an expensive ring for Abby, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I know she wouldn't want. No, I know she wouldn't care if it was an expensive ring,
or if it was a cheap one,
or if it was
or
a
like
cheap
not,
one,
or not even cheap, but just like a little less expensive.
Cheap, whatever, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah, whatever.
So if it was a cheap one or an expensive one,
yeah,
I know she wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I would just want an expensive ring for her,
because
mm-hmm. it'd be lit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like, I feel like, nah, it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying, bro? At the end of the day, bro, that shit just turned off.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, bro, you guys are getting married, bro, which is what matters, bro. The wedding doesn't even fucking matter. The ring doesn't even fucking matter, bro. For all you know, bro, you don't even need a fucking ring, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a symbol of your love.
Yeah.
Fuck that, bro. We're getting married, bro. We're in this shit for life, bro. Till death. You know what I'm saying? Literally till death. The ring shouldn't matter. The wedding shouldn't matter, bro. It's literally just the me and you. That's it.
Yeah.
So people who say the ring matters, the price fucking matters, bro. You guys are fucking crazy. You guys are fucking bugged.
Yeah. You have your own opinions, of course. You don't, like, of course.
I don't give a fuck.
No. I'm just saying, bro.
Y'all bugged out. Y'all bugged out, bro. Like, the ring should not matter, bro. Y'all some materialistic fucks. If y'all think that shit matters, no, bro.
But he's making $1 million a year.
Why are you pocket watching your husband, bro? Why are you pocket watching your husband, bro? You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, it doesn't matter how much your husband makes. You're already his wife, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're already fucking, like, reaping the rewards, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, chill out. It's just the fucking ring. Motherfucker probably already bought you a house or something.
You did? Yeah.
Give a fuck. Like, I wouldn't give a fuck about a ring. The motherfucker just bought me a fucking Ferrari. Like,
people, I think people do that though.
You see, that's a whole different level, bro. It's just the same shit with gifts. Like, people say, "Oh, I want an expensive gift." Oh, like, you make a certain amount of money, bro, you should give me more gifts. Bro, what? No. Anyways, I guess now we're gonna take a break before we get into the scary stuff. But
yeah, because that shit died. Fuck.
But when we come back. Yeah, it's going to be our favorite section and shit, so yeah.
So if you got to this point, you already know the fucking segment that gets y'all horny as fuck. Creepy segment, conspiracy segment, / fucked up segment. So get your snacks, get your blankets, get your headphones, get comfortable.
Turn off the lights.
Shut off your lights and...
Enjoy the show.
So do you want to start it or you want me to start it?
Whatever you want, bro. I can start it off first, so we can start off nice and easy.
Okay, because I think I started off last podcast.
Yeah. So I'm going to start it off with a conspiracy, right?
Okay.
It's a conspiracy / real life events.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of more convincing, right? So recently on Netflix, a movie got released called Leave the World Behind.
I've been seeing like a bunch of like memes on that. Not really memes, but like whenever the explosion happened here, people were saying, bro, I just watched Leave the World Behind. What the fuck is happening?
So basically what that movie's about is like, it starts off as a regular family.
Uh-huh.
They're going like on a vacation. They rent out an Airbnb and they're just trying to like relax and stuff, right? And there's also a guy like in a certain part of the movie who like starts talking about like the end of the world and shit like that. Something is coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then basically out of nowhere, their phones just start getting fucked up. They have no service. They can't call nobody. And weird shit starts happening, right? They don't see anybody, bro.
Yeah.
Nobody's there. So they're kind of getting sus, especially because of the service. And then on the TV, it starts showing like a warning, right? Like an alert. Like, oh, this is not a test type thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So obviously the family starts to investigate. They go outside. The dad, like in the movie, he drives and he tries to find somebody in the town, right? When he does, he doesn't see anybody and stuff. And then he stumbles upon a lady who's like, oh, something happened. Like, I don't know where my family is. Like, I'm trying to get out. I'm lost. My GPS doesn't work. This and that. And the GPS wasn't working either.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It wasn't working at all. And then out of nowhere, like, a plane comes. It starts, like, shooting these, like, papers in the air. At first, it looked like a red mist, right?
Okay.
But then it turned out it was papers.
Red papers?
And it had, like, Arabic writing on it, right? And it said, death to America, right? So it's already kind of weird. Also, I think in the news, they were talking about how there was hackers and shit. And on the phone, on her phone, the main character's phone, the mom, there was like symbols and shit talking about hackers and shit, right? But then when she looked at her phone again, it wasn't there. So weird shit is going on and stuff, right? More weird stuff, even more weird stuff starts going on when the owners of the Airbnb come out of nowhere, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, like, there was a blackout in the city. There was a blackout in the city, so we had to get out of the city. So we decided to be safe and come to one of our homes. But the blackout happened in the city.
Bro, what the fuck?
And, I didn't know about the blackout that you told me either.
That's what I'm saying.
Which is mad fucking weird now that I'm thinking about it, right? And then, right? The owner of the Airbnb, the dad, is just the dad and the daughter, right? So the dad, he goes to explore as well. He goes and try to see what the neighbors are up to, right? He goes to the neighbors and shit. And nobody's there. And everything is fucked up. Like, everything is fucked up. Shit is all over the place. The inside is full of water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind there, it's like a seaside house, like right at the edge, you know, like by the beach and shit.
With the view?
Yeah, yeah. So he's like, what the fuck? Why? And also, like, why is there water inside, right?
Yeah.
He goes outside. He sees bodies on the floor.
Dead bodies?
With plane shit everywhere. And then he looks in the sky. A fucking plane is coming, bro. Like, it's about to crash. Dips, whatever. Fucking crashes. Makes a fucking mess. That's how the house got fucked up, right? So it turns out, basically, whatever, just to keep it short.
Terrorist attack?
Yeah, so basically what happened was that somebody, they don't know who exactly, what country or what, basically was cyber attacking the United States by hacking everything. They were hacking the satellites. So we had no service, no form of communication, no form of navigation. We didn't know where the fuck to go, who to call. Also, a very, very scary scene is like where they're trying to drive away to a different location, like trying to be more safe. And in the highway, it's blocked by a bunch of Teslas. A bunch of Teslas are just there, and they're brand new Teslas.
Okay.
And then, like, they're looking, and why is there only Teslas here? And then out of nowhere, they see behind them, they're in the car, they see behind them, and then they see another Tesla coming.
And just running them over, like, or
what the fuck? So they fucking make a U-turn, whatever, and they're trying to dip, and then more and more Teslas are coming, bro, but nobody's inside the cars, bro. Somebody's hacking them, bro, since they're electronic and shit, and they're AI operated, fucking self-pilot shit, autopilot shit. So the Teslas are blocking all the highways and shit. Nobody could get out, nobody could get in. And basically it was just like talking about like a cyber attack that could possibly hackers and shit from other countries or something else could hack the United States, and then the people inside the United States will eventually turn on each other, which is what happened in the movie. You see people start turning on each other. They will eventually turn on each other and kill themselves and start a civil war like that.
What the fuck? Yo, high key, that's not out of the realm of possibility, bro. That could really happen.
And to add more, that movie was directed and co-directed by Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. And
what the fuck?
And recently, in the news, the government and the FBI was talking about how
cyber attack?
People should be on alert because China was cyber attacking the United States. So now the whole conspiracy and shit, and why it's a little bit more scary,
is that this,
this just released,
and now all this shit's happening,
and now shit is happening. Like if it was
a warning,
bro.
Nah, what the fuck?
Yeah, bro. And then the movie, like,
because I was just about to say, I could have sworn I seen like a couple of TikToks before like this week, the past week, talking about a cyber attack.
Yeah, bro. And it relates to the movie, bro, because that's what happened. Everything was hackers.
And I don't know if you saw it too, how like recently, I don't know if it was in California, I forgot what specific state it was, but it was a Tesla driving under a tunnel, and it was like a really
Tesla tunnels.
Yeah, that shit. And then they mentioned that movie, but I didn't know why they mentioned that movie.
And also one of the characters in the movie kept mentioning the fact that there's power plants in the cities that control all the power, and if hackers got into it, they could cause a blackout.
Nah, bro, that's what happened. Oh my gosh, bro. If people don't see that this is a warning to something big, bro, then I don't know what to tell people, bro. It's literally in plain sight.
Yeah, that's kind of scary, bro.
Because remember last year with the whole train situation and the movie that came out on Netflix?
Yeah.
Now it's just in plain sight, and it's up to, I guess, people to take the information how they want to take it. What do you think?
I don't know, bro. It's scary, bro, because it's like, how do you even prepare for that, you know?
You can't.
Like, you could stock up on all the food you can and shit like that, but like,
once the internet is gone, bro, then.
But like, when the time comes, bro, like, shit is like a different story, bro. Obviously, and it was talking about like how, like, also they mentioned some creepy things in there. It was like, it was fucking crazy. So like, one of the main characters also said some weird shit. Was like, oh yeah, like, you know, I was once at a like a at a bar or a party, something like that, and some guy jokingly was telling me like, you want to be part of like
a group,
our group who like we low key run the world and shit. He told me, one of the main characters was like, oh, he warned me about something like this, but I didn't know it was true.
That's some Illuminati shit right there, bro.
Yo. Also, like, how rich people have bunkers and shit. Like, yeah. They also, like, hinted at that in the movies and stuff, which I know is definitely true, bro. Like, I mean, if I was rich, just to be fucking extra.
Bro, there was a video on TikTok out before. I don't know if it's still up there, but it showed truck drivers sending these a bunch of like food to these underground bunkers.
Oh yeah.
You remember that video, right? Yeah. I think it happened during the same time with the train crash or whatever. But fuck, and the whole I'm pretty sure you've seen it. It's Jumper talked about it, the Evian shit, the water water theory. No. How like I'm not like whatever they said that how water is expensive, like the Evian water is expensive, and how the theory is that elites could afford it, and that's the only water that's good for us. So we will get the bad water, then we'll get the good water that's obviously good for them. And how it's just like, how's that? What's the word? I guess like it's some type of programming that since it's cheaper, since it's more expensive, we're not going to buy it. But since the elites, the rich people could buy it, they don't have to worry about buying shitty water.
No, it makes sense, bro. I told you that the theory I had with the whole like, genetically modified chicken, bro.
Yeah, or even the fact that it's like they could control the good water, even though water is supposed to be free. Like it's something that comes naturally from the earth.
Yeah,
and they want to control how we consume it.
Bro, it's greed, bro.
And also, what I don't know how to take this too. They said like, if you think about it, what does Evian spell backwards?
Evian
E
naive?
Yeah. I don't know what that means though. Like I said, I saw it from them, but I don't know exactly what it means, but I just thought it was interesting because it does relate to that topic.
What the fuck? I mean, we could be naive to all these things even though it's right in front of our face and shit.
Yeah. But I've
been telling you, bro, I've known this for a very long time, bro. Like the reason why the whole money thing is made is because they can't just be like everybody gets the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if certain people want to control certain shit, they have to make certain shit to like, oh, certain people get this. You know what I'm saying? It's like a game, bro. Like you level up, you could get the better stuff now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you have to figure out how to level up. It's all like a game, bro.
Yeah, bro.
But yeah, I just wanted to start off with that. Something.
Bro, that movie is terrifying. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it now.
Yeah.
Because I was planning to watch it, but like I was just like too caught up with everything that was going on. With, like,
I told you, right?
Like
I told you about it.
You did. I just couldn't have like find time to watch. I was going to watch it today, but I was doing like last minute notes, unfortunately. But yeah.
It's crazy. Like you told me the power plant shit. The blackout.
Yeah, and I didn't know about that, like that movie. All I've been just seeing, like just the comments, people say, oh, but I really just watched Leave the World Behind.
I also saw this thing, right? Have you seen the AI generated shit? The
generated what?
The like, oh, make a picture of a turtle, make it happy, make it happier, no, even more happier.
I think so. Yeah.
Or like the most happiest picture of a turtle you've ever seen, right?
Wasn't it the program that Saul was telling us about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about it?
All right, so there was this creepy one, right? That it was so it said make people. Make a JP Morgan meeting or some shit.
Oh, I think I know what the fuck you're talking about, bro. I seen this shit. Go, yeah, I know like, what you're talking about.
Make a JP Morgan meeting, right?
Yeah.
Now make them more greedy. And then slowly they start turning more evil, right?
Yeah.
No, greedier. Eventually they turn into lizards, like reptiles. And then even more greedy. Then it turns into some like satanic shit, like you start seeing a pentagram and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, the most greediest picture ever. And then it says no, we cannot generate any more images because it goes against the guidelines.
What?
So bro, it could have made something worse. Nah. Than the last slide, which was pretty fucking weird.
Yeah.
I can show you. Want me to show you it?
Fuck it. Yeah. Go.
So like now imagine what the fuck it would have made after that, bro.
Because I've seen like because I haven't seen it all. I just seen a few, but I'm pretty sure our viewers will want to see it too.
All right.
Yeah. I think. It was this.
Create a JP Morgan executive meeting in office high up in New York City.
But with this picture.
No, you don't understand.
More not all the way extreme. Up, but just a little.
ChatGPT response. Oh shit! I mean, it gets more pretentious. Wait, but that shit. No, like way, way more. The simple fact that the AI understood and kept progressing is fucking crazy.
And all the money and shit.
Look at the demon time mode type shit.
All the fucking symbols in the bag too.
No, more, much more. He keeps asking him to go further.
Oh my gosh.
Now, just tell me that so far, there's more, I'm gonna show you more. Just so far, pay attention. The interpretation that this AI has given us. What are the odds you meet them lizards? Why lizards? I'm just asking. Let's keep it. Not enough. Even more.
Bruh. They're like a mixture of lizards and like the devil.
Bruh.
Like, what the fuck? What?
How did it know to make them lizards? Stop that. Like how? Then this was the next picture.
It's like aliens.
He asked again, this is what ChatGPT said. I'm unable to generate images that further escalate the level of extremity due to content policy limitations. If you
due to content policy limitations.
But what?
Basically, like, it was going against, like, guidelines and shit, like.
Oh, my gosh.
But there was something more, bro.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know what to think about that shit, bro.
Everybody watching this, let us know what you guys think. Don't just take our word for it, too. So I want everybody just to conspirize, theorize, whatever. Like, whatever those shit means. Even, like, the fucking movie, bro. That shit is crazy in it itself, bro. But, oh, my gosh. I did not expect that the movie to be, like, that, like, twisted or whatever.
Yup.
I thought it was just like a meme movie or whatever, but I get why people are saying I just watched Leave the World Behind. I'm gonna go again and hit you with the next topic or whatever. So this topic is called the Joanna Lopez broadcast. Mm-hmm. And this was some real life analog horror shit that happened on American TV.
Real life analog
horror. Real life analog horror.
Bro, y'all know how scary analog horror is, bro.
So on January 14th, 1989... Channel 5 NBC, Chicago. They were airing the regular Saturday programming, showing like a bunch of segments, like PSA segments. I'm going to show you a tube. Anti-drug segments, a meditation segment, and the sign-off segment from WMAQ-TV Chicago. And following that would be the U.S. National Anthem. And remember, 24/7 TV wasn't a thing during this time. So the TV station would sign off at a certain time, leaving just the color bar screen until the broadcast picked up again in the morning. But that's not what happened.
Shit.
So instead of it showing like the regular like color bars, it showed a picture instead. It showed a missing person.
Yo, I'm already getting the chills, bro.
It's 8 minutes long. I'm not gonna show you the entirety. Eight minutes.
That's what was showing on TV the whole time.
Yeah. And this isn't edited because, bro, analog horror was not a thing this like long ago, bro. It was posted 8 years ago. But this did happen in 1989. And I'm just going to show you like a brief of like the little segments. And then I'm going to go to the end or whatever. And there's the drug segment, anti-drug segment.
We at Project Serve are continuing our fight against drug and gang violence in Chicago inner city youth.
Okay.
We are reaching high.
Next would be just a bunch of other like segments, PSA segments, and then this is the meditation segment.
Proclaiming the gospel of love. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John presented Jesus in different lights. Matthew presented him as a love.
And now, fuck. This is like the national anthem part, like where they sign off.
Basically, the end of the show.
Yeah.
TV.
So,
bro, that's mad creepy, bro.
So instead of it just being for a couple minutes or a couple like seconds or whatever, it was there until in the morning, bro. And it's so eerie in the fact that there's no voiceover saying anything. What made it more creepy was the fact that how it looks distorted. Like, it's not really like a clear picture as you see.
It's very, very like dark.
You can't really tell like the description of the person.
You can't even see no facial features or nothing.
All you have is just the name and the number. People just thought it was a hoax or whatever. It was fake or maybe it was a mistake. 2 years later, it happened again. But only this time, the picture was a little bit more clear. And
but it was the same
But
person.
It was for only a few seconds.
And it was the same person.
It was the same picture, same picture, same person.
This concludes another day of outstanding television programming on WMAQ-TV, Channel 5, NBC in Chicago. WMAQ-TV constantly strives to maintain high programming standards in the public interest.
Joanna Lopez.
So, Joanna Lopez, that's the whole mystery because we don't know. So, that's when Redditors took it into their own hands and started investigating. But they couldn't find shit about her, bro. Nothing. There was no police reports, nothing around this specific person.
No newspapers, articles.
Nothing, bro.
Nothing, bro.
No. Not even, like, any files. Like, they dig deep, bro, and they couldn't find shit. And people were coming up with, like, theories, conspiracies that maybe she was a runaway. And maybe that's why they couldn't find anything, because police back in the day, they didn't really take runaways that serious. They would just let them go.
And another thing.
The number, right? The number was an actual real number.
I was just about to say we should call the number.
We should do it. We should. Because I don't think anybody like who's talked about this has done it before.
All right, I'll call the number. You want me to call the number?
Call her. Fuck it.
Star 67, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Star 67, yeah. And put it on speaker after.
Alright, go.
312 744-5594.
Well, what's gonna happen, bro?
I don't know.
Alright, I'm muting myself.
I don't know what the fuck that meant, bro.
Me either.
But that number was real, bro. It was in service before, but now...
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, bro. Do the camera. Like I said, that number was in service before. It was connected to the youth department of the Chicago Police. And people were just trying to go through, again, more files from the youth department. Didn't find nothing. And they started looking into people that were named Joanna Lopez in Chicago. And they found one person, but didn't really match the description, didn't lead anywhere.
She didn't look like her.
And then people came up with another theory that she's connected to another person. Her name is Jane Doe. And the only reason why is because she was a person that had died in 1994 in the Chicago area. And many people believe this theory a lot because she appeared to have a similar silhouette and features as Joanna Lopez, like by the skin tone and by her hair. A lot of people say that maybe she was Afro-Latina, which made them compare the photos, and a lot of people believe that it could be a possibility. And you could tell me if you think she kind of matches. I don't know, but you could just take a look for yourself. So they say that it could be connected to this person, Jane Doe. I don't know.
Yo, I see why.
Like the, I
it
guess.
Looks like she has glasses though.
Well, yeah, and here she definitely has glasses, but I mean, I'm guessing this is just like a picture they generated.
Yo, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't really lead anywhere either. And the latest update on Joanna Lopez was in 2022.
Wow.
So a Reddit user has said that they found a person named Joanna Lopez. They've found a number, and her age matched, her description matched. Where she lives matched, and they called her. she confirms that she is Joanna Lopez and that she had run away when she was 18. But the call ended up cutting short, and she ended up saying, "I'll call you in a few. Just give me a second." But she never called again. And then the user ended up texting her, like asking her like if she's gonna call. Mm-hmm. She never answered back, and they didn't really want to like harass her with like more messages, so she just left it as that. And still to this day, no one knows who Joanna Lopez is,
or if she was ever found,
or if she was ever found, or if that's even like a real person. But it's just like creepy, the fact that it was on national TV, and
reminds me of like the
Selena Delgado. Yeah, I was thinking exactly whenever I saw this shit, bro.
It reminds me of that shit, bro. Channel 5 too, right?
Yeah, Channel 5, NBC, yeah.
Channel 5 has a weird thing of doing that, bro.
Yeah, bro. But like I said, that happened, and I don't know, bro.
It's like, who is she, and like, why would they even put her picture there, bro?
I don't know, because some people were saying, oh, what if it was like a mistake? Because you know how people control what gets put out? And, like, for the second one, maybe it was, like, maybe what they did was they replayed footage from the first one 2 years ago. And at the end, it showed Joanna Lopez, but they realized, oh, fuck, that was not supposed to show. So then that's why at the end it showed the color bars. Mm-hmm. But people are saying how there's no way it was a mistake, because, like I said, people do control it, and it had to be for a reason. Mm-hmm. Somebody made
it was on for the whole time, bro.
Yeah, somebody had probably made a call saying like this person's missing, and they, I guess they ended up putting it, but there's no way, bro. There's no way they would have put that instead of color bars.
Also, it's weird, like I'm pretty sure more people go missing than just one person, bro. Like, yeah, why her twice and yes, 2 years after?
Yes, yes. And it's bro.
2 years after, right?
And yeah, 2 years after. And during this time, missing person images on national TV were not uncommon. They were more common back in the day.
So it was, I don't think it was an accident, bro.
That's all I'm saying.
To like kind of not branch off, mm-hmm, but to move on to the next topic, I also have something related to analog horror.
Really? Let me hear it.
So recently Godzilla just came out, right?
Yeah.
Godzilla Minus One did mad good. One episode is, I mean, Godzilla Minus One is cheaper than one episode of She-Hulk, but that's another conversation.
Damn.
So, there's basically Godzilla analog horror.
What?
So, I'm going to show you. It's called Godzilla Suit Incident 1954. Godzilla analog horror.
I'm actually interested in this. Make sure of both things that I love.
Thank you.
This is about to take some fucking weird ass turn, I swear. What the fuck? So we just stopped. But you're also breathing oddly. Let's slowly rip away as he'll try to open the pot. Bro, what? I'm low-key scared to see what the fuck. That was it? So the fucking actor
morphed
into the fucking suit. That's fucking disgusting. Just thinking about it.
Like his head filled like...
Yeah, the top, bro.
And his hands turned into the claws and his body turned into the
legs.
The like fucking claw legs and the tail.
Oh my gosh, bro. Just imagine seeing that shit.
It's disgusting, bro.
I love analog, bro. See? Stuff like that is why I love analog horror, because it's not necessarily jump scares,
but it's just like creepy and shit.
Eerie. And also it's like it gives you the ability to imagine for yourself,
because it just gives you like sketches of what it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Like stick mans and shit.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, that was a good video. I didn't know. I never fucking heard there was fucking Godzilla analog horror, but I guess it's analog horror for a lot of shit.
And you know what's funny?
What?
I thought about this while we were on break.
What?
I remember I was supposed to talk about this.
Oh, really?
But I forgot what was mentioned. And you kept saying analog horror, and I'm like, I swear I remember, like, and I was like, oh, yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard about these sisters. People call them Las Boquianchis.
I think I heard of them.
So they were the most ruthless woman that terrorized Mexico in the 20th century. And actually, the show Mujeres Asesinas made an episode about them. And it wasn't necessarily called that, but it was called Las Cotuchas.
Bro, Mujeres Asesinas, bro. I remember that show, bro.
Yeah, for those who don't know, who aren't familiar with the Spanish shows and stuff like that, but it was basically a show that depicted a woman. Sometimes it would be real life cases and sometimes no, but when there would be real life cases, it would be about a woman turned into like a
serial killer.
Yeah.
Or a killer.
They were four sisters. The names were Carmen, Delfina, Maria de Jesus, and Luisa. And before I get into, I guess, the nitty-gritty parts of it or whatever, they were born in Jalisco, Mexico, and they were raised by a very strict father, an extremely controlling man who never let them out. They would always be inside the house, and whenever they were caught wearing makeup, he would lock them up. And the mom, she was the opposite. She was a very religious woman. But whenever, like, her daughters would complain about the father, she would just be like, just pray. Just pray, that's it. She wouldn't really do nothing about it. So a pretty toxic household, but they just got accustomed to that lifestyle. Eventually, the dad ended up getting into some deep shit, which made the family move. They moved to the state of Guanajuato. It's a state in Mexico, for those who don't know. Fast forwarding to the mid-1900s, the oldest sister, Carmen, and Delfina, they ended up opening up this bar. It also doubled up as a brothel. And for those who don't know what a brothel is, it's basically a place where men could just go and see prostitutes and stuff like that. The way they would get their prostitutes is they would go to these pueblos, these poor rural areas, mainly in the states of Jalisco, Guanajuato, and Michoacán, where they would find the prettiest girls, which unfortunately ended up being 10 to 15-year-olds. And they would sell them this dream. Oh, if you come work with us, we'll offer you a job as a waitress or a maid. And you'll be working in the city, getting a bunch of money. And of course, since this is like the 1950s, they would want to go because they've dreamt about stuff like this. They dreamt about working in the city. And they told them it would give them many more opportunities that they wouldn't have if they would have stayed in their pueblo. And also, the sisters didn't look deceiving at all. And in some cases, if they didn't want to go, they would just kidnap the girls with the help of the sister security guard. And then when they go, they realize that their dream
was fake.
They were living in literally living a fucking nightmare. They were imprisoned and forced to sell themselves to many people who visited the bar, and the prettiest girls were set aside for special customers who paid the highest prices. The sisters treated them like their father did, like very strict, not allowing them to go outside, having them wear specific clothes. Always they had to obey the sisters. And when the girls would become sick or they no longer were liked by other customers, they would be killed by either starving to death or other girls would go and beat them with a stick and kill them like that. And the way they would dispose their bodies was, there was two men, a chauffeur and their security guard. They would just burn the bodies or bury them nearby. Girls that didn't follow the strict rules, they would be made to kneel down on their knees, hold their hands like this, with two bricks on each one and a brick on the top of their head, and they'll be forced to stay like that for a long ass time. And also, if girls got pregnant, they would terminate the pregnancy by either like aborting the kid or like doing something for the baby to die, miscarriage. Or if they gave birth, they would either sell the baby or they would kill the babies. So they were not allowed to have shit, bro. It wasn't until January of 1964 when one of the girls named Catalina Ortega, she ended up escaping the place, going to the police department. And she told them everything that was happening, everything that the sisters were doing. And the police ended up raiding the bar where they were at. And in the bar, they discovered dozens of girls
locked up,
mistreated in chains. When the police officers and the press looking around the place to see if like they could see more evidence, the girls would point to the ground and said, you could find the bodies on the ground. And they found at least 91 fucking bodies mixed with either men, women, and babies.
91
bodies, and they only got 40 years in prison for all this shit, cause at that time it was the maximum sentence. So they couldn't get no more punishment, just that. And I do know one of them died of cancer before they ever got in prison, but the other three, they were locked up for 40 years and stuff. I know one of them also ended up getting less years, I think 4 years.
Bro, what the fuck?
It's crazy, the fact that this happened in Mexico and shit.
In real life, and it was aired on
Mujeres Asesinas.
Yeah,
but that's so fucked, bro.
Bro, and the fact that 91 victims, and to whatever they were doing, bro. Babies.
Yeah.
And the innocent girls, bro. Fucking young as hell, bro. There's a lot of shit like this in the world, bro.
It's, yeah. Well, it reminded me a lot of Sounds of Freedom. Like, the way they would get the girls. Because in Sounds of Freedom, in the beginning of the movie...
They were sold a dream?
They were sold a dream. Like, they would go to, like, parents. And this specific scene, it was a father with two kids, a boy and a girl. And the woman saying how, like, she's looking for models. Because, obviously, I guess she found the kids attractive. And... Oh, fuck, just get the shit out of me. And, yeah, eventually they were obviously sex trafficked. And that's what these girls were, sex trafficked and stuff. But yeah, bro, it's crazy to think that this shit's probably still happening until this day.
Yeah, probably somewhere out there. Mm-hmm. People get it sold a dream and getting taken advantage of and shit. Mm-hmm. Especially in, like, the countries like that.
Third world countries with poor, I guess, areas or rural areas.
The last topic that I have for today. It's a bit of a long one.
Okay.
It's a lot of information and shit like that. But basically what I'm going to talk about now is it's a YouTube channel and YouTube videos that were trending like in 2010 to 2021.
Okay.
And basically it's called Elsa Gate.
Elsa Gate?
Elsa Gate. So basically this channel was basically a channel who took kids characters and did animations with them, but the animations were
weird
and shit that was not supposed to be meant for kids, bro.
I can imagine. Okay.
And the reason why it was called Elsa Gate is because they took the famous character at the time, Elsa,
from Frozen
and Spider-Man.
Whoa.
And not basically just made them do like weird stuff with each other and had like blood shit and like sexual stuff going on. Meanwhile, it was an animation for kids. And basically, YouTube ended up like catching on eventually and blocking it. They banned the channels and stuff and other channels related to that same type of content, right? But basically, it started coming back. It wasn't Elsa Gate anymore, but it was just different channels doing the same thing. And the whole genre and like topic of this topic is basically called full stop punctuation. And the reason why it was called full stop punctuation, right, is because whenever on YouTube, if you search something, right, obviously something pops up. If you search something that's weird, it tells you that's against the guidelines, right? But the way these motherfuckers would hide their shit is with kids animations, but with weird titles.
Like what?
All emojis, all symbols.
That symbolized a specific word?
No, it was just random, like randomized.
Okay.
But just so the YouTube algorithm never caught on to whatever they were posting, right?
Yeah.
So one of the most recent ones that went viral and stuff was Anka from Animal Crossing. Was basically like a Egyptian like character in Animal Crossing the game. And basically what was weird about it is that this animator that I guess made like weird like porn and shit, Zone Sama, some shit like that, he turned that into like a porn video, right?
Okay.
The Animal Crossing shit.
Yeah.
And you see how they do the hentai and stuff like that? So he did that and shit.
But with Animal Crossing.
But that Animal Crossing character. But then, at first it was like, all like, whatever, it was a meme. People started using, like, a cropped version as a meme.
Mm-hmm.
Not realize, like, even though they knew what was happening. Oh, it's like those videos, like, oh, look at this. I know y'all saw it, right?
It's like, if you know, you know, or...
Yeah, yeah, like, oh, it's a meme, right? For older people.
Uh-huh.
But then it started getting weirder when little kids on TikTok started making it like a dance on TikTok.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Like, even Sniper Wolf, you know, SSS Sniper Wolf?
Yeah, she
made, like, a little TikTok about it and stuff, I guess not knowing what it meant. But that's how big it got, right? And all these other channels on YouTube who use like Poppy Playtime, Among Us, Peppa Pig, Squid Game, like all those shits, all the famous popular shits, to make these weird ass animations and shit, right? Mm-hmm. So basically, what I'm trying to get at here is that there's still these channels going on around, bro.
No.
There's still channels like this going on around, bro. If you search up on YouTube with different types of symbols, different types of emojis, some even in like Arabic writing,
it'll pop up.
Shit pops up, bro. And sometimes weird shit pops up, bro. Like,
so if I do it right now.
And what they were thinking too is also like, you see how like when you put. So basically they banned like people using like characters, like other characters for like animations and shit. And also saying that they're kid friendly content without them actually being kid friendly. So they blocked that.
Yeah.
And they also blocked comments, bro. You ever realize that whenever you put
kids,
no, when you put like, let's say we post something
and it's for kids, it blocks comments. Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
So apparently like, before, you see when like, obviously like everybody wants to be a YouTuber and shit. And, sometimes kids would show their faces all vlogging and stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So apparently like people started to realize that certain channels and stuff would comment under these kids' channels with specific things.
Like what?
Like links, also like code words that meant shit, and basically tags and stuff telling other people to watch it. And then also like they would save these vids into like playlists. So it turned out like that they were links to like CP.
Bro, what?
So basically like they were trying to target those kids, obviously, like,
yeah,
maybe use their face for something or some shit like that. But
or maybe like, yo, and if anybody's interested in this specific kid, because like if they're doing that, they could send a link and it'll, if they click it, it'll fucking be able to track their IP address and all that stuff, get their information.
And then basically like it's still going on to this day. And the main thing, like, with their shit, like, their videos is pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
With these characters, like, Poppy Playtime. Also, they use, I don't know what, I've never seen this, but Friday Night Funkin', some shit like that.
I've heard about that.
And basically, they do, like, pregnancy, blood, and human shit. And they just use these images and shit like that to, I guess, groom like a big part of like a big kids. Like they're trying to groom a bunch of kids, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
To like these weird fetishes, bro.
Oh, nah, bro.
Because all these shits are fetish videos, bro.
That's what the. That's what the. Oh, my.
They're all fetish videos hidden in plain sight. And they're targeting kids, bro. Yeah.
So they can get normalized to this shit.
Yes, bro. So that's why, you know, like. This made me think, rethink, like, I don't think, like, Julia should have a phone at a young age and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because weird shit like this could happen, bro. Like, the whole, remember we were talking about it with Diego that one time? The whole, like,
Oh, whenever, they would watch, well,
kids shows.
Kids shows, and then some, like, fucked up image will pop up.
Exactly, yeah. Bro. So, it's the same shit with this, bro. They have, it's not fucked up images, but it has weird, like, shit going on that's not supposed to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is a character pregnant, bro?
Yeah.
Or why are they, like, pooping or, like...
I'm about to search it up, bro. I gotta see, like, the animation real quick. What's it called?
Just, no, it's a bunch of videos, bro. I mean, I didn't want to search up, like, an actual video. But you can search up full stop punctuation. Maybe some shit comes up.
Full... Oh, what? That's the first thing. I don't even want to, like, look at this shit, bro. It's just, well, stuff like that? Well, what, that's part of that, too? All right, let's see. Mickey Mouse real quick.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nah, well, that's just the those are like.
This is the original of. This is the origin.
Bro, trust me, you're not gonna find it, bro. You have to type in a certain type of like code, bro.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, bro. Like, I don't recommend it, bro.
All right, never mind then.
You know what I'm saying? It's there though, because there's a bunch of channels talking about it and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's there for sure, bro.
Well, fuck them.
It's bro. YouTube is a whole iceberg, bro. The deeper you go, bro, you'll start seeing, bro,
more fucked up shit.
Yeah, bro. Because sometimes the system doesn't pick up of like what's actually being posted.
That shit made me feel weird right now, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I got like chills on my body right now.
Yeah. So be careful with the internet, guys. Be careful with your kids on the fucking internet, bro, because weird shit like this happens
on a daily basis, time, yeah.
And they're hiding it in plain sight, breaking the system somehow, bro.
Yeah.
But that's it for me. I don't really
know. Nah, yeah, that is it for me. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This does conclude episode 88. And but before we do end the podcast, we do want to do Patreon shout-outs, and I have supporter shout-outs as well. So somebody texted us on Instagram for a shout out, a birthday shout out. Where is it?
Birthday shout out.
So shout out to Latina Mommy, and you said, "Hey, you guys, could you shout out my little brother, Jason?" Shout out to you, Jason. It's his birthday. Well, it was his birthday, December 6th. Happy birthday, Jason. I hope you're watching this, and hope Latina Mommy, whatever your name is watching this as well. Because she said that they both never miss an episode, and they keep up with everything.
Damn.
And they can't believe how far we've gotten. So
that's love.
Shout out to you. Oh, and also I think I have some comments as well. But shout out to you, and happy birthday, Jason. I love you for watching us, bro, for real.
Happy birthday, bro. Late birthday.
Where is it? No, not this one. Oh, no, I don't have comments of the week.
All right. Surprisingly. So
you could do your Patreon shout outs.
Shout out Maribela Lara, Elizabeth Carrillo Diaz, Jacqueline Cortez, Pascual Zuniha, Lexi _Lou_Statics 33 on IG. This is Cindy Nero. Araceli Rios, Kevin Komatsu Querido, Katsui Jackstra, Alex LeBron, Desi Johnson, Haciel Alvarez, Alex Manriquez, Robel, Jocelyn Harrison, Nathan Herrera, Jose Aguilera, Jose, Jaime Aurel Bavera, Abel Mendoza, ZF Zeus, Miguelito, Will Jimenez, Michael Linares, Sean _16. For Montelongo and that space guy.
That space guys.
We fucking love you guys, bro. 28 patrons, bro. 28 patrons.
Shout out to everybody watching this. Shout out to the patrons. Nothing but love for you guys for supporting us. And it's everything. This year has been crazy. We're about to end the year. Next episode is gonna be the last
episode of the year.
So we have to come strong for sure. And if you guys want us to talk about certain things, feel free to comment it. Always we look at the comments, every single comment. So yeah, just thank you guys for everything. This episode has been great. Hope you guys enjoyed it, of course.
Yeah. Now make sure to DM us whatever you want us to say for the last episode of the year.
Facts.
Any like shout outs, just DM us any type of comments or topics that you want us to talk about for the end of the year.
We're like, gonna do so much shout outs next episode.
Yeah, so just make sure you comment down if you want to shout out next episode, which is the last episode of the year. Also DM us if you want to say like some special words for us for it being the last episode of the year. We're about to hit 2 years on the Unnoticed Podcast.
Thanks.
And you guys have been with us from the start. Some of you guys joined us halfway, midway,
right now,
late. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But y'all part of the family and stuff. Y'all part of the Unnoticed gang. Fucking love you guys. We're going to keep going. Going to go into the next year even stronger than we are now. More stuff. More guests.
More improvements.
More better vocabulary. Better equipment. Bro, the sky's literally the limit, bro. But I'm excited. This year probably has so much to offer, bro. I'm talking like this is the last episode of the year. But yeah. Guys, Fucking love you. It's been your host, Ricardo, a.k.a. The Ricardo.
It's been your host, Messiah, a.k.a. George. And we got to this point, coming down analog horror. So comment that down. And yeah, do not let this podcast go
unnoticed. Back on the racks, slamming this one, they don't know how to act. Came up from nothing to nothing to sign. Stop it, I'm finally, you get nothing to none. Lately, I feel like a man. Do what I want, I do what you can. Can't you say you need, I'm really your fan.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mammies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With a Shopify single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.